Hey everybody, you're listening to YouthCast, and I'm your host, Molly Adams. As I've learned about and experienced drug and alcohol addiction and recovery through people who are close to me, it's been a struggle for me to understand why people just can't stop. There's a conflict between what I understand to be a personal responsibility and accepting that an addict is controlled by something outside themselves. It's certainly hard to understand addiction and illness when you yourself don't struggle with it. But this week, I found something that helps me, and hopefully you too, gain this understanding. In this piece, Chelsea Russell interviews her grandfather about his struggle with alcoholism and the faith he has put in Jesus to help in his recovery. It is part of a series of honest and straightforward conversations about the roles that religion plays in young people's lives, from how prayer works itself into the daily life of a Muslim girl, how atheism reassures a young man who has struggled with darkness in his life, and the global differences in Christian church culture. I wanted to feature this story because you can hear Chelsea's own faith in Christ being tried as she hears her grandfather invoke his power in a last-ditch effort to clean up. Writes Kayla Strickland in her review on PRX.org, "I appreciate how Chelsea Russell keeps a stable balance of being professional and being his granddaughter at the same time. I could feel the struggle within this issue as the audio played." This is Interview with a Grandfather by Chelsea Russell of Youth Radio Vermont.
How many times can you estimate that you've been into the hospital or intensive care unit?
Probably 5 to 7 times within the last 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. What age were you when you started drinking?
12.
Oh, you were young, huh?
Yes. We used to steal beer out of cars during the evening and drink all night, hiding in an alleyway downtown around what they used to be Vermont Hotel.
Do you try to get help?
I have been asking for help for many, many years, you may say. There was times where I did indeed get some treatment at what they call Maple Leaf Farm. I was able to stay sober for 2 years, but then once I got back around people that were using and abusing, they became better friends than sober friends, and at the time I decided to pick up, and it pretty much hasn't stopped yet or since.
Do you think that you can change? That even though the doctors say it's too late, do you think that you can change?
I believe that today the good Lord Jesus Christ is doing everything, obviously in his power, which he has all of, is one day going to heal me so that I can, in fact, go back out into the world and do the work that I need to do for not only myself, well, first of all, for our Father, Jesus Christ, and myself and my children and grandchildren and just anyone that I can just do whatever the good Lord wants me to and go wherever he sends me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that God is the only one that is going to help me to heal from alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, because he is our Father. The good Lord will help and heal me.
And he's watching over you. He watches over everybody.
Amen.
He does. And you can fight this. You can do anything your heart desires, but just doing one step at a time.
You've already,
I've seen you take 3 steps, almost there, and then you fall back downstairs.
I am trying.
Because you let everybody on the sides pull you and push you.
Well, that's all Satan doing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you let him get in.
Yes, but I also read Luke 10:19, which gives me authority to demand God to kick Satan out of my life And I find myself having to do that so many times, even within an hour, because Satan just continuously sneaks back in.
Mm-hmm. And I'm scared that I'm going to be in the house. Something happens to you, and I wouldn't know what to do to help you. And then something happening, and it being my fault. That's what I'm scared of. Mm-hmm.
My hopes and dreams are that someday and someday soon that you won't have to worry about Grampy with everything that's going on in my life.
You're the only person that I don't want to lose. Only person. Mm-hmm.
At this time, I'd like to say end of interview.
Okay. Well, my name is Chelsea Russell.
And Gerald Foy.
This is our story.
That was Interview with a Grandfather by Chelsea Russell of Youth Radio Vermont. Like I mentioned last week, this is my second to last show. We're going to ease you into it. We have a new host lined up, the wonderful Emily Corwin, so you won't miss too much YouthCast time, but you should probably become a fan of ours on Facebook.com/GenerationPRX so you can get acquainted with our archives now and find links to awesome audio happenings around the web and in real life. YouthCast is a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. It's been a pleasure talking with you this week. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.